This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. By God, it's cold. I said that yesterday. This could be yesterday's programme, but it isn't. It's the day before's, which we didn't run because we recorded it and then we couldn't put it out anywhere. And I know, it's confusing, isn't it? Talking like that got me drummed out the brownies. I never made it as far as the brownies. Got into the Girl Guides, but never went any further. Yorgi Porter. We mentioned her briefly the other day. She turned up on Philip Schofield's Tech Santa programme, and then a number of people said she appeared drunk. And she said, "I'm so sorry, that's just me. To be honest with you, I thought her 15 seconds of fame was up anyway." Somebody said she's bladdered. I think that must be a northern expression for she's had quite a few drinks. She said, "I'm naturally bubbly." I don't know if that means champagne bubbly or not. I mean, I'm assuming she thinks that's personality. But they then showed something else saying, oh, that's what she's like. Yorgi Porter is sort of very funny and she's all this kind of thing and all that kind of thing. McBusted was spelling out rude words on the carpet. They went to the Cosmopolitan Ultimate Women Awards and they spelt out a very rude word. I suppose they think that's a bit rock and roll, don't they? Tom Fletcher was joined by his wife Giovanna and there was all sorts of people like Abby Clancy, Mylene Klass, Judy Murray. Oh, God, Judy Murray. We've scraped the barrel again, haven't we? What was she doing there? Listen, stay at home, old woman. Stay at home. It's not worth you going out to these things. We're very bored, very bored. Miley Cyrus. I'm very bored with Miley Cyrus. I don't want to mention her. However, Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini, otherwise known as Chav, looked a bit freaked out as a fan wore a full Bane costume for a selfie. I don't even know what Bane is. That doesn't help, does it, I'm afraid? And other people were sort of dressed up. But Chav herself, caked in makeup, was there doing some sort of charity day where they sort of go there and they go, "Why, eh? It's because you're worth it." And so she turned up. I think Simon Cowell turned up. She doesn't know what to do with her hair half the time. And the reason is that it's easier to do the Croydon facelift. Lily Collins, taking the bushy eyebrows a bit too far, stepping out for a Tokyo premiere of a new movie. I went to see a new movie yesterday. It's Tim Burton's new movie. And the life of it, the reason I'm not telling you anything about it is because I have a sneaking feeling I can't. I know that when I came out of the screening, they said, "Oh, Steve, can you sign this?" And I should have said, "What am I signing? Is this?" I don't know what I was signing, actually. It was probably to say you won't talk about the film beforehand. I'm just telling you. It's great. OK, that's all I'll tell you. But I don't want to tell you anything else about it because I'll be talking to Tim Burton on Monday for a Future In conversation, which I suspect will probably run at Christmas. Bill Cosby has broken his silence to thank Whoopi Goldberg and Jill Scott for support amid these rape allegations. Several women have claimed that he's raped them in incidents which allegedly took place decades ago. I suppose America is actually, strange enough, one of the strange things is that normally it happens in America and then it happens over here. Some years later, now we've had all these allegations of historical rapes in this country, and now it's happening in America. They've obviously picked up, and one woman who said she's suing. One lawyer said the other day he needs to make some comment. If he's denying it, then let's get these people into court, and we can sort of, you know, have our day in court, and they can sue for whatever it is they think's happened to them. And that's all you can do in a case like that. Melanie Sykes insists she's an independent woman. She kicks back in an abs-flashing, skimpy coral bikini. I don't like her. I don't like her. I don't think I'm allowed to like her. I think it's just one of those things. I just don't like her. I don't know why. And she says, "I don't need a man for anything but sex." I thought you said you weren't going to do anything to embarrass your children. Quite clearly, that one you've gone back on. Michael Burke tells Kendra Wilkinson a few home truths as the booze flowed. And this is the I'm a Celeb's office Christmas party. "You were a stroppy little bitch," he says here. This was at Snape. So, in other words, is Kendra out as well? I'm not actually sure. I've lost track of this one because I'm not watching the programme. I've got no idea. So they had all sorts. I mean, Kendra is a nasty little piece of work. Nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. And Michael Burke revealed how he felt when he came out of the jungle. The straight-laced newsreader, but obviously desperate for the money. It's a bit sad, really, Michael. You've had to bend over and take the old golden shilling. So no more silly little comments about, "Ooh, I wouldn't ever do that thing." Edwina Curry was left in tears, as you know. I reported that Melanie Sykes had a bit of an incident. And Edwina's 68. Melanie Sykes is 48. 44, I do beg your pardon. I've added a bit. And she was just horrid. She's just a nasty little piece of work. She seems to think she's something great. I didn't think I would win an award for saying what the I want. Mel B scoops TV personality at the Cosmopolitan Awards. It was obviously done in a very small restaurant. Having a look here. Held at London's One Mayfair. It's a very small room by the look of it. They said it was a prestigious bash. No, it was the same old people every time, I'm afraid, who turn up for the opening of an envelope or a fridge. So she was wearing a jumpsuit. As I say, no matter what she wears, she looks butch. In fact, her husband looks more feminine than she does. So he sort of turns up and they have pictures taken. And it's very nice indeed. And then Ella Henderson from The X Factor. This is Cosmopolitan. It's gone right down the Swanee. Louis Walsh came along with an Irish model and television presenter. I don't know why. What on earth was he taking her there for? Abby Clancy, opening of an envelope. She'd turn up to... sorry, there's a dinner tonight. OK, lovely. Talisa. Can't help but like Talisa. I think she's been through an awful lot and she's emerged the other side a better person. Kelly Brook. Oh, God, again. You're really getting a bit wide in the hips, aren't you, Kelly? You're not as willowy as we used to think you were. And your bottom does really look very big in that. Just I'd mention it, it's kind of emphasised. Also, Davina McCall. See, I like Davina McCall. I like Davina. I've had lunch with Davina. Dinner with Davina McCall. And she was great fun. Millie McIntosh. What were you doing there, love? You know, out of your depth. Caroline Flack. Well out of your depth and out of your price range as well. Plus Una Healy. And then Molly King and Rochelle Humes. So funny. They all turn up in long evening dresses. It's the only time they ever get to wear these sort of things. Rochelle, talks like that. And all the rest of them, which was quite three. Little Minx, Mix, were there as well. Blimey, are we sure this is Cosmopolitan or was this Loving magazine? It's a bit low rent, isn't it? Mylene Klass was there. And Fern Cotton. Plus, I don't know what Fern was wearing. It looks a bit odd, but there you go. Mylene Klass was with Kelly Brook. And there's a nice picture of Pixie Lott. With her boyfriend, who is Oliver Cheshire. So she's very lucky, she's very good-looking, and they're both very good-looking, so sickeningly good-looking people turn up to the Cosmopolitan. It's just a free dinner, and it gets them, you know, some publicity for Cosmopolitan. Oh, and then Judy Murray. Goodbye, goodbye. Seeing is believing, as I say, looking at the picture of poor old Kelly Brook in this optical illusion dress. They say an hourglass figure. She's about the size of a Toby jug. Chris Martin was at the artwork exhibition for Coldplay's studio album, which is lovely. Actually, somebody else there wearing, also one of the women there, wearing a very similar dress to the one that Kelly Brook was wearing. Festive sparkle from Penny Lancaster and Rod Stewart to a children's charity gala in matching silver outfits. So that's quite nice. I think that looks good. They were at the Rosewood Hotel in London. She towers above him. She really does. He's 69. I think he's shrinking. But I love him. Perry Edwards, Little Mix at the awards. The trouble is, it is the only group that's got four unattractive people in it. I mean, really. You know, when they sort of trawled the ugly tree, they hit every branch. I could play Sherlock. EastEnders' Danny Dyer says he could swap the Queen Vic for Baker Street in a magazine interview. Yes, I'm sure he could. I'm sure that EastEnders will be as miserable over Christmas as we expect it to be. Leonardo DiCaprio. It's funny, when you look at the size of him now, and he was a little slim boy, and he was very slim, you tend to forget now he's 40. He now looks like a little bit of a beatnik, which is good. Here they are, two deadbeat has-beens, Ashley Horgan-Wallace and Nicola McLean. They went to, where else, the lingerie awards, looking like a pair of old tarts. You've never seen like it. Nicola McLean, I mean, God knows what she was looking like. There's nothing worse than mutton, which goes out dressed as mutton. I mean, really. I mean, look, in God's name, what do you look like? Oh, sorry, I've turned the page over for you before you got there. I mean, she's an old woman now. It's embarrassing. Don't you feel embarrassed, Nicola, going out with somebody else's hair stapled to your head? And Ashley Horgan-Wallace, what do you do, love? I suppose the best gig you can get... See, all of the others were at the Cosmopolitan Awards. They didn't invite you to that, did they? They just invite you to the tarty kind of things. And I'm sort of looking at you, feeling a bit sorry, but also they had... Who's this one here? I don't know who she is. Is she somebody? Danielle Armstrong, whoever she is, and Jasmine Wallier. Oh, God. I tell you, it's low rent. What in God's name is that? I don't know. Then there's somebody else who's desperately unattractive. That could be somebody from TOWIE. I don't really know, actually, because sometimes you get the pictures, but they don't give you the name of the person who it is. So sometimes we have to guess. Oh, that's Stephanie Nala, is it? and Lizzie Cundy, TV personality, the oldest... I know, sorry, we shouldn't laugh, really. The oldest bag in town, Lizzie Cundy. Oh, dear Lord above, what are you wearing, dear? Again, too old, too unattractive. At McBusted's, Danny Jones and his wife, Georgia, was there. Georgia. What on earth were they doing there? Were they at the wrong place? Bianca Gascoigne. God in heaven. Made in Chelsea star Ashley James. This must have been the... it is the Lingerie Awards. And Bianca Gascoigne. Oh, dear God in heaven. Still clinging on to that name, love, after you slagged him off to the ground. What do you look like? Again, somebody else's hair stapled to her head, poor soul. A woman with no discernible talent at all. In fact, not even discernible, I suppose. Very quickly, I can tell you that Christiana Ryanoff was there. And... I don't know who that one is. Who's that? Do you know who that is? No, no, it doesn't say. That's the trouble. It just says Christiana Ryanoff. And then... Oh, right. Betsy Blue English. Only the young... Who? Betsy Blue? Who the God's name is she?
X Factor.
Oh, were they X Factor? Oh, dear. It's a bit of a tragedy, isn't it, really? Kim Marsh joining Tina O'Brien and Brooke Vincent at a musical launch. And again, they had a photographer out there. Obviously, she didn't bother dressing up for the event. There was no point, really, was there? Danielle Armstrong... this is at Lingerie Bash, going out there, you know, sort of... The trouble is, they just look like they're working the Reaper Barn. Seriously, I don't want to be rude, but dear God in heaven, it's a bit bad. Oh, dear, Chloe Green smokes. Poo! And Robbie Williams and Michael McIntyre teamed up for a surprise carol event. Oh, God, that was a bit of a surprise. Bit of a surprise. We love Michael McIntyre. And I suppose to a certain extent, we like Robbie Williams. They made it snow in the West End. They've got a giant... reindeer in Covent Garden, sort of like metal. And David Beckham cutting a smart figure at a press conference for global marketing. In other words, he was paid to go there, and that's what he does. He just turns up. He's talking about the New Deal, which will create a lifestyle brand focusing... Oh, it's dreary, isn't it? They've already got their own licensing company called Beckham Brands. So it's like world domination. Lizzie Cundy, a television personality. How we laughed. Anyway, I'm back with you tomorrow morning. Wrap up warm today. It's freezing cold out there. Who are we going to kick out the jungle? Well, just about anybody you feel like at the moment. Let's make Edwina Curry win, shall we? She's about the nicest person there, possibly the most intelligent. The rest of them, drongos. It's LBC. I'll be back with you tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Allen Show. Till then, bye-bye.
Listen to Steve Allen live every weekday from 4 till 6:30 on LBC.